dock weed. It's a weed that grows that you can eat. It's kind of like pork mm-hmm. pork weed. The pork is a weed too. I don't know. I've never planted any. I always see it growing wild.
You mentioned the word heads. I'm talking about heads of lettuce. Do you ever use the word heads talking about children? Said you had five children, and say you had five heads of children.
Yeah. Well, most of the time you use it in cattle. If you got five heads, you're talking about cattle. But you do use, I've heard some expression used, you've got five heads or five brats or something.
Uh-huh. Would it just be joking or would it be serious?
Serious, I reckon, when you're talking about he had five head of children.
Mm-hmm. What if, say, someone had seven, say, 14 children? You'd say he really had a
flock of them, a big family, or...
Do you ever use the word passel?
Uh-uh. I don't think so.
Have you ever heard that?
Passel or hassle?
Passel.
No. I mean, I don't believe I have.
And the outside of the ear of corn, you'd call that the...
Shucks.
And the stringy stuff on the corn.
Silks.
And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob.
Well, we would... I don't know, you'd get it to fry before it got too hard. We'd call it the soft corn. Mm-hmm.
What about roast?
Roast ears, it could be where you could eat it off the cob or either cut it to fry either one. Roast ears is before it gets hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about the thing that grows over the top of the corn stalk?
It's a tarsa.
Okay. And a little yellow crooked-necked vegetable.
A yellow crooked-neck would be the squash.
Okay. What different kinds of squashes are there?
I don't know.
Really don't. Have the white, flat kind of squash? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I've seen it in stores, but we've never grown any.
Would you know what it's called?
Sure wouldn't.
What about something that's big that you can make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
Pumpkins. Hmm? Pumpkins.
Okay. And what different types of melons do you have around here?
Well, we got the watermelon and the mushmelon, mm-hmm. which is a cantaloupe.
The same thing? Cantaloupe?
Cantaloupe and mushmelon are the same.
Are there different types of watermelons?
Yeah. There are several different types of watermelons. I can't think of them right now.
What about a little umbrella-shaped thing that springs up in the woods or fields after it rains?
Well, we call them toadstools or mushrooms.
Okay. And something that people smoke made out of tobacco.
You mean cigarettes?
Or the brown things.
Cigars.
Okay. And... say if someone offered to do you a favor, but you didn't want to accept the favor because then you didn't want to feel like you owed them something. You'd say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to feel...
obligated.
Okay. And if someone asked you if you're able to do something, you'd say, sure, I do it. Sure, I
can do it. I'd be glad to.
Okay. Or if you're not able to, you'd say, well, I'd like to, but
I just can't.
Okay. And, you might say, well, in a situation like that, what to be careful?